have been listening to Mr. Isaac Hayes from his album Don't Let Go. Came out in 1979. Very funky indeed. Hey, where am I coming in? I've got a stray feed. There you go. Me and myself. Great album. Don't Let Go on Polygram. And I wish I could read the writing on the Mac, but it's too small for my eyeballs. But it's a great album. I'm trying to figure out who played bass. It's just too small. I can't read it. I'll let you know who played bass on, because there's some pretty phenomenal bass playing on this album. I think that's why I've always liked a soft spot for Isaac. And I've covered a couple of his tunes in my live band. So, I think I did Joy, title track from, 1971 album. And it's not a bad album at all. It's kind of disco-y, but not. I don't think he ever went full 100% disco. I like that cover of Fever, definitely in the tradition of Isaac Hayes doing covers and then totally redoing them into something totally different. You heard A Few More Kisses to Go, What Does It Take, and we started the show off with Don't Let Go. All long songs on this album. There's only five songs on the album. The next one's 10 minutes long. So that's also an Isaac Hayes tradition that I kind of have admired over the years. Anyway, we do have, we're going to change gears completely after this next song and get into some Tal Farlow. If you don't know who Tal Farlow is, he's a legendary jazz guitar player. So we're going to do a bit of jazz. And then we're going to get into some Vancouver's Cousin Harley later in the show with my good friend Paul Pigat, who worked on one of my guitars just recently. And I'm getting a new guitar coming in the mail, hopefully on Monday, and it'll be a Francis Rossi tribute. It's custom made, and it cost me a few dollars, shall we say. Anyway, and of course, UPS is going to charge me $96 to have it delivered to my house. I don't know how that works. They charge the person at the end for sending it, and then they charge the person at the other end for receiving it. I've never quite understood that bit. Anyway, let's move on. Let's do a bit more of Isaac Hayes. 10 minutes version. 10 minutes of him? Yeah, why not? This is a track called, what are we? Someone Will Take the Place of You. Yeah. His lyrics are a bit corny these days. They've not aged well, but this song is no different. But the music's good. The music's good. And you are listening to Transatlantic Express on thehouseofprog.com. Also on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Threat this time. tears will flow when you leave. Why do you wanna do this to me? Right now, there's no one that I can turn to, but somewhere there's someone who will take the place of you. Take some time before I get you off my mind. It'll be hard to face the fact that you won't be coming back. Somehow I'm gonna make it through. Start with. Out of this affair.
see that you don't care. Somewhere, someone is gonna take the place of you, yeah.
Someone is gonna replace you, baby.
Oh yes, when God made one, he made two.
Someone is gonna replace you, baby.
Even be better than you. Yeah.
Someone is gonna replace you, baby.
Kisses might be sweeter than yours.
Someone is gonna replace you, baby.
Embrace might be warmer.
Someone is gonna replace you, baby.
The love might be a little bit better. You better watch out.
Someone is gonna replace you, baby.
I may have the last laugh after all.
Someone is gonna replace you, baby.
You better think about it.
Someone is gonna replace you, baby.
Think about what you're doing before you walk out of the door.
Someone is gonna replace you, baby.
Cause when you leave, you can't come back no
more. Someone is gonna replace you, baby.
Cause somewhere there's someone out there who'll take a place of you,
someone,
yeah.
Someone's gonna replace you, baby.
Somewhere somebody's gonna replace you, baby.
Somebody's gonna replace you, baby.
It's gonna be sweeter.
listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog. Thank you.
Thank you.